Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the 360 update here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Last week, the Eagles signed three players to new contracts in tight ends Brent Celek and Zach Ertz, as well as tackle Lane Johnson. So I'm sure many Eagles fans were wondering, what about the defense? The Eagles addressed that side of the ball on Tuesday, agreeing to terms on a five-year deal with defensive end Vinnie Curry. A former 2012 second-round draft pick, Curry was scheduled to hit free agency in March. So why did he decide to do the deal now?
Like, basically, you know, I told my agent, I'm like, look, I found out, you know, the market, you know, and I'm like, at the end of the day, like I said, I bleed green, didn't really want to really push it to the limit there, you know, because it's like I'm just telling him, it's like getting used to things all over again. See, I know majority everybody in here by first name, you know, half of y'all got my number, you know, so you got to do that all over again, and it won't be worth it.
Clearly, the Neptune, New Jersey native and longtime Eagles fan has emotional ties to the city of brotherly love, but the changes within the coaching staff will allow Curry to do what he does best in 2016, and that's get to the quarterback. Despite playing only a third of the snaps in the past two seasons, Curry has 12 and a half sacks.
That means pretty much you won't be getting triple teamed, you know, and you don't have to lock up with a player, and you just get back to, you know, just doing what you're doing, which is, you know, playing on half of man. You know, you just got to attack, you know, rather, playing a run on the way to the quarterback or, you know, just leveling the quarterback.
With Curry under contract, Eagles fans want to know, when will Fletcher Cox, the first-round pick in that 2012 draft, get his long-term deal? The Eagles have his rights through the 2016 season, but on Wednesday, both Curry and Executive Vice President of Football Operations Howie Roseman expressed optimism regarding Cox's long-term future with the team.
I'm pretty sure they'll get that done. Fletcher, he's going to be here no matter what.
I go back to the statement that we made at the Senior Bowl, which is that we obviously want Fletcher Cox here. I mean, he's a tremendous player, a tremendous person. But at the same time, you know, sometimes these all don't happen as quickly as you'd like. So without getting into specifics, because we want to be respectful of him, but obviously we want Fletcher Cox here. We want him here for an extremely long time. We'd love for him to not only start his career, but finish his career as an Eagle.
In addition to the ongoing contract talks, Roseman discussed the structure of the front office. The Eagles' search for a personnel executive has been put on hold until after the draft, when more candidates will become available. Roseman expressed how the player personnel department will operate through April's draft.
Well, we have a very large scouting staff in college and pro. Obviously, Tom's been running the personnel department. He's been diligent about it. You know, I know there were some reports that he wasn't at the Senior Bowl, he wasn't at the East West. He was at both those games, and he obviously has tremendous experience. We have people who are very experienced, and I think that's a different question than what we're looking for kind of from a personnel executive and for the long term. But again, that's a long-term decision for us, and we want to make sure that we're hiring somebody who's going to be here for a long time.
Make sure to check out all of our coverage of Vinnie Curry's contract signing, including his Inside the Studio interview with Dave Spadaro, which is available on demand now. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you very much for joining us here for the 360 update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Have a great night, everyone.